Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Caroline, Willie, D-Mays, 102.5, 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app. We're live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Game Studios, and we are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook. Download their app today and use promo code THEGAME. Tune in for Nashville Sounds Baseball today at 6:35 p.m. on 94.9 The Fan. The Sounds take on the Charlotte Knights, AAA affiliate of the Chicago White Sox. Sounds Baseball on 94.9 The Fan, presented by 3-1-2 Pizza Company, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Family Leisure. We got TD in 1 hour, so we'll get his full breakdown. He was at Soldier Field. He was in Chicago yesterday, so we'll get TD's thoughts on the preseason game on Saturday. But I have a bone to pick with Tennessee Titan fans, and not the entire fan base, but a select group of the fan base that's been very vocal about this ever since the draft, even before the draft. And I feel like it's never really slowed down. It's never quieted. And that's this group of Tennessee Titan fans that just root for Will Levis's demise. I feel like Will Levis is treated so unfairly by a portion of the Titans fan base. And I see it on Twitter. I see it in our text line. I've heard it from callers, whether it's on our show or Robbie and Rex Road or Chase's show or Jared's show, about these Titans fans that just refuse to acknowledge that Will Levis has done or will do anything good in his career. I saw it yesterday. Clay Travis tweeted something out. And I know that what Clay Travis says is not a blanket statement for all of Titans fans or even this portion of Titans fans. But he went on and on about how it was a horrible draft pick, how Will Levis is a bust, how he can't read the field, how he makes poor decisions. I didn't see that from Will Levis yesterday. I mean, you have to keep in mind, Will Levis was playing with a second and third team offensive line, which was not very good. He was playing with the second and third team receivers, and I know he was going up against the second and third team Chicago defense. But I think overall, I saw some good things from Will Levis. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of Titans fans that go back to what Will Levis did at Kentucky this past season. And granted, he didn't have the best season at Kentucky. I think he had 17 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, got sacked 9 times between 2 games in Missouri and Northern Illinois. So not great. But what a lot of people fail to acknowledge with Will Levis, he probably had the worst offensive line in all of college football at Kentucky. He had a new offensive coordinator this past season and had 2 true freshman wide receivers. And I know he can make excuses all day long. I know that. I understand that. But just the vitriol toward Will Levis, I don't get it. It's unfair and unjustified. Will Levis does one good thing, and nobody wants to acknowledge it. Will Levis throws an interception at the end of the game that he calls a miscommunication between he and the receiver, and all of a sudden he's a bust? Not fair. I feel bad for the kid, and I don't know if he's going to turn out to be the future quarterback of the Tennessee Titans organization. Maybe he will turn out to be a bust. I don't know. Maybe he's the quarterback for the next 15 years for the Tennessee Titans. I don't know, but all of the just talk and chatter and hate toward Will Levis, I feel bad for the kid. I really do.
I mean, I don't feel bad for him, but I'm not going to take, you know, you're talking about people that their job isn't to evaluate quarterbacks. They don't know the first thing about evaluating quarterbacks. So, you know, you take it for what it is, you know. Things are being said to either make you want to listen to a show or read an article or whatnot to drum up all this stuff. I guarantee you he's not speaking for not even 15% of the Titan fan base in regards to Will Levis. Because if you watch that game, I don't know how you can, unless you were in the meeting rooms, you had the headsets on, and you knew exactly where he was supposed to go, where he was supposed to throw it to. If you had
that,
then,
did not.
Okay, no. I will listen to you. But a lot of you, if you are sort of side on that side, you don't know necessarily what it takes to evaluate a quarterback. You're not seeing what the coaches see. You're not seeing the All-22. If any one of y'all see the All-22, please call the show. I guarantee you didn't see it because it's not out yet unless you were at the game. And then if you were at the game, you really wasn't watching all of that going on because a lot of you probably didn't understand really what's going on. And that's no fault of yours. It's just the way it is.
None again, of us know what we're supposed to
exactly.
know. Don't know the play
well, I don't know the play calling, yeah. But I do understand what the quarterback's progression is supposed to be. Why sometimes he's holding on to the ball, even if they don't show the all 22, or why the ball's floating high. Well, because he didn't follow through. Any quarterback coach will tell you that. You didn't follow through on your throws. A lot of times when you don't, the ball sails high on you. Okay? When I am standing in the pocket and I'm holding on to the ball, a lot of times it's because my first and second read are now gone. Now I'm looking for that third read or trying to buy a little bit more time to get rid of the ball. It may not necessarily be I couldn't read the defense. I could read the defense, and the defense was telling me I can't throw the ball right now. So I take it with a grain of salt what is coming out. And there will always be a small faction of a fan base that may not agree with a particular quarterback or whatnot. If you're gonna hold against Will Levis what he did in college, then hell, you might as well not be a Titan fan or a fan of football anywhere. You can't hold, you know, what a guy did in college. You can't hold that against him, whether if he played bad or good. You can't. He comes into the league; it's a different story. He's trying to now sort of adapt himself to a new league and try to play to that standard. He has some good plays, Will Levis, and he has some not good, so good plays. He wasn't horrible.
And he's also a rookie
exactly.
quarterback.
Exactly, he wasn't horrible. Look at all the rookie quarterbacks that started this past weekend. All of them didn't do a good job. None of them did a great job. Let's say that. None of them did a great job.
None of them.
But nobody's throwing them out with the bathwater.
And what? Will Levis, I think, is leaps and bounds ahead of where Malik Willis was this time last year. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear a fraction of the whining and the crying about Malik Willis last year that I'm hearing about Will Levis this year.
Well, I think people just dislike Will Levis some reason.
We know
it's unfair.
We know the dynamic of Twitter. This is one of my least favorite things about Twitter. There's a lot of things that I love about Twitter. Otherwise, I wouldn't be on it. But what happens is a lot
now.
Of people...
It's the X. Excuse me.
A lot of people do this. I don't know if it's just because they're stubborn or, unfortunately, sometimes it's a way to get attention, like you said. Mm-hmm. If you're in the media, you get controversy or a lightning rod. But you say, this guy will never be a player. You take that stance. Mm-hmm. And no matter what the person does, that person's not going to come off that stance because you've gone out on a limb and you're like, Titans were wrong to take Will Levis. They never should have drafted the guy. Guy can't play a lick. I'm a Tennessee fan. You know, whatever it is, whatever your perspective is. But you give that strong sense, and you are not open-minded to wait and see what happens. But what do? Every time the guy makes a mistake, you say, see, there's another example, just like I've been saying.
I told you guys
at the draft, he'll never be a quarterback. You know, there's just those people out there, and that's just the wrong way of looking at life, right? But it's an effective way to get clicks and, you know, reaction. Then you get some followers that are like, yeah, you're right, you know, and they echo it.
Right.
And then you have a thing, and it's unfair. But that this is the world of Twitter. It's not the real world in the room with the coaches and the teammates, and it's not realistic. Just like the other way, the narrative can go the other way, too. You take every positive thing a guy does, you take his best rep at practice, you tweet it out, and you say, see, this guy's going to be the man. He's awesome. Did you see that throw right there? And you're overlooking things that he's not doing correctly. So it works both ways sometimes.
Right.
So it's all noise. Mm-hmm. And the best can just put that aside, stay with it. It's a long process. The benefit is he's not going to be thrown into the fire. We don't think. In day one, so this is what I worry about with Stroud. I don't worry because I hope, you know, for the Titans' sake, it's probably good that they – struggle, right? But Richardson
for CJ Stroud,
right?
But he has a reason for that,
right? Those guys played two series, didn't do well, and they were out of there. Will Levis got six series in there. He's going to play another big batch of reps this week at practice against the Vikings, and then he's going to play against the Vikings. This is good. You got to work out. And there's going to be good and bad out of every single outing that you have, and it's a long process. You can't worry about this narrative that a sliver of fans have. Or even media, just to try to get attention.
It's what we do, I think, overall, just in life and also in sports. It's confirmation bias. Mm-hmm. You have an opinion, you have a take, and you use whatever evidence is available that confirms your take. Mm-hmm. I just think it's strange. Like, I've never experienced something like this before, where a portion of the fan base is you know, licking their chops at the demise of their quarterback, that they want their quarterback to fail. And I think it's strange, but we got a bunch of texts on this, so we're into that coming up next. Plus, what does Will Levis have to do to kind of shake this reputation that he's gotten? We'll get into that coming up next. Caroline, Willie, D-Mays, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
It was probably the first game you ever played that didn't count. I mean,
I played some jamborees in youth football. You know, like, those are always fun. But
today's about getting better. I mean, did you have the examples in the games to learn from in this one?
Example, like specific examples?
Were the scenarios that you were presented with, you're like, man, I really got it. I got to be in this play in this situation.
I mean, I mentioned just the second to last play there. I mean, I'm moving out of the pocket. I'm thrown off platform, but. It's a throw that I can make, and I know I can make that throw. And if I put that on him, he can catch and run, and it's a different ballgame. And I'm feeling a lot better about myself right now. So that's one. Other than that, operationally, a couple good things came up just from in the run game, like understanding where we want our combinations to go to, and a couple plays where I could have made it a little easier for us. So those are always good to learn from. And then, those are definitely two ones that come to mind.
There you go. That was Will Levis on his day on Saturday. I am not some sort of Will Levis fangirl bobo, but I will stand up for him when I think it is justified. And I think now it is justified because the Will Levis haters were on full display yesterday, calling him a bust, calling him terrible, you know, all of these things about Will Levis. And I just don't think it's fair. I think that Will Levis had a fine day yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think he showed some really good things. I think he showed that he has some things that he needs to work on. But overall, I think we can all feel encouraged.
He played like a guy that's playing in his first NFL game. Matter of fact, he may have played a little bit better than that. And maybe this is the reason, because I just got a text from a good friend of mine. Maybe this is the reason why a small group of fans, no matter what Will Levis does, will just be against him because he's not Hendon Hooker.
A lot of texters in the text line are saying that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's all coming from Tennessee fans.
Exactly.
They hate Kentucky. But, I mean, Derrick Henry went to Alabama.
But that's different. It's
Is
different.
It?
Yeah, because it's not like it was between Derrick Henry and another, you know, All-American running back that just went to Tennessee and they chose to go with Derrick Henry instead of that UT guy. But even that, they couldn't fuss now. But his first year or two, if that was the case, they probably would have fussed. See, we could have got the Tennessee guy. We got Derrick Henry. Look, he doesn't like to run between tackles. He's running timid. We all know everything that was being said about Derrick Henry his first and second
there
year.
There were doubters.
Exactly. And he was, but there were still doubters out there
of him in the
NFL. So that could be a reason. And if that is your reason, then shame on you. Really, shame on you. If you don't like Will Levis, I can understand you're not liking him because you're not liking the Kentucky part. Like, when I was in college, I hated him, Kentucky part, okay?
Yeah.
That's like me, you know, Tom Brady playing for the Tennessee Titans, but I hate Tom Brady because he went to Michigan. Yes, I dislike that he went to Michigan. I don't dislike him.
Yeah.
I hope he does well with the team that I'm rooting for. But it seems like UT fans, some of them, they don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care. You can win a Super Bowl for them. They'll find something wrong because you didn't go to UT if we're picking between a UT guy and a Vandy, meaning a UT guy and a Kentucky guy.
Do you think it would be different if Levis had lit up Tennessee? Like, I think part of the argument seems to stem from the fact that he really didn't look good against Tennessee.
And also,
or Vanderbilt, for that matter, right? So people in Nashville, they saw him play.
Settle Dig Willie.
Threw it in there.
Yeah.
But, but there are reasons for it, right?
But if you saw him play throughout the whole season.
It's such a small snapshot
exactly.
of what he is. So that should not influence what you see going forward. And even if you're like, man, I saw him against Vanderbilt in Tennessee. He didn't look so good. You should still have an open mind. Mm-hmm. Let's let the guy play a little bit. Let's watch him develop and see. So it's a dynamic that exists all over Twitter, mm-hmm. A preconceived notion, and you go out and you state your opinion, you throw your stake in the ground, and you stand by it, and you look for examples to back yourself up so you look good mm-hmm. on Twitter, which is a dumb game to play, but that's the game right. a lot of people play on Twitter.
Right.
Instead of saying, you know what, I was wrong, or, hey, I'm going to wait and see a little bit here. I don't. You could state your opinion. Say, look, I didn't think they should have drafted Will Levis, but
that's fine.
But let's just see how he goes here and let the chips fall.
And I'm not saying that you need to love Will Levis. That everyone needs to have a Will Levis signed poster above their beds that they kiss in the morning. But at least like let it play out.
That would
out.
Be weird.
That yeah. would be weird. But if you do that, then fine. More power to you. I'm not going to yuck anyone's yum. But at least let it play out. At least not call the kid a bust before he even takes a snap in the NFL. And I would agree that I do think that there's a big portion of Tennessee fans that are maybe, you know, their number one team are the Tennessee Vols and the number two team is the Tennessee Titans, and they just cannot for the life of them cheer for a player who used to wear blue and white. I get it. That's fine. But it's even beyond that, because I remember it was after draft night, and this is a clip that Jared plays all the time, and it makes me laugh every single time. It's a former NFL general manager, and I can't remember who it is for the life of me. But he called Will Levis a Don Juan for having his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, I
Rich
remember
Gannon.
That. Rich Gannon.
Gannon. Yeah. His yes. girlfriend, his sisters, and his mom with him at the draft. So his family members, the people that are most close to him in his life, calling him a Don Juan basically because his mom's too hot. Like, what? And, you know, a lot of people, you know, the Twitter usage or the posting selfies on social media, like maybe that's part of it. But, man.
But what is he my thing is. Okay, that was thin. I understand, you know, for whatever reason, you don't like the individual. That's your own deal. That's something you got to sort of get through.
Right.
If you're a Vol fan and don't like Kentucky people. I don't know. But it is what it is. But to me, once he's on your team, he's on your team, mm-hmm. right? Like, forget everything else that you may not like about him because he played at Kentucky or he played at Michigan. He's on your team now. Mm-hmm. Like, I cheer for Hassan Haskins because I want him to make the team because I think he can help mm-hmm. the team, even though he didn't help himself much this past weekend. The other guys helped themselves. Chestnut and Spears helped themselves more than Haskins did. But I'm still rooting for Haskins to make the team. I'm still rooting for him to do well. I don't like the school he went to.
And that's fine.
But I still root because now he's a Tennessee Titan, so I'm rooting for him. Why Vol fans just can't be like that? Some, not all Vol fans. There are some Vol fans, and I'm pretty sure there's a small group of Vol fans that are Titan fans that are still wishing, you know, Will Levis's demise in the football world.
It used to be a little awkward, I'll be honest, when mm-hmm. Peyton Manning was on the Colts
yeah.
and they would play the Titans.
Uh-huh.
There were plenty of Tennessee fans that really were in a dilemma. They loved mm-hmm. Peyton Manning so much. They didn't separate. I'm sure there were some Titans fans going, no way, man. I'm not rooting for Peyton Manning against uh-huh. the Titans. But the Titans were a new team, mm-hmm. very new, brand new. And Peyton Manning was their favorite college player for forever, right? It was mm-hmm. They named their dogs after him and stuff
but that's
like that.
Different,
it was awkward.
Their children.
And you guys beat him in yeah. the playoffs very early in his career. And so I remember that being a thing mm-hmm. for a while. Then for a while, his teams were really good, and the Titans weren't very good. And mm-hmm. people were like, well, I just love Peyton. You know, the Titans aren't any good
Peyton.
Anyway, so I'm going to root for Peyton. You know, it's there was some
Peyton
of that going
too.
On, too.
Tennessee fans are just a special breed.
Yeah. Different. They're different.
They are special breeds. 615-737-1025. We'll get into your phones on this. Our phone lines are lighting up, so we're right to those coming up next. Plus, our thoughts on the offensive line. First team, second team, third team. TD in 30 minutes. Caroline Willie D. Mace. And also, You can tune into our show and the Chase McCabe Show as we broadcast live from Titans training camp. We'll get player interviews and deliver the latest updates with Titans practice as the team preps for the 2023 season. Coverage of Titans training camp is presented by the Simmons Bank Open, Parman Energy, Caudill Vet Clinic, and the new Cumberland Development. 102.5, 106.3, the game.
I think a little bit more humility would have helped him. He's got an amazing family, obviously a beautiful mom and sister and girlfriend. They were all with him in the draft room. My advice, maybe just one of the three and not all three. I mean, he came off looking a little bit like, you know, this Don Juan, like, you know, Joe Namath. I got, you know, these three lovely ladies on my side. And again, I'm not trying to suggest that it's not okay to have your mom or your girlfriend, or your sister. This is a big moment for these players.
But you are questioning.
You are full of damn contradictions. Come on, Rich. Okay? You are full of damn contradictions, Rick.
What is he doing?
Every time. Former NFL general manager Rich Gannon. Hey, if you've got a hot mom, sister, and girlfriend, just bring one.
Just bring one of them.
Because it's a bad look when you bring all three of them. I mean, it makes me laugh because that might be the craziest take I have ever heard. Ever.
Oh, my goodness.
Don Juan.
We have a hot limit here, please. You got three hot ones. No, you can only take two.
We got
give
a
me
heat
one.
Check.
Give me one. The other ones just stay in the back.
Yeah,
because
right.
We got too many of them in there already.
If you wouldn't mind, just find an uglier girlfriend and bring her to the draft.
Separate
I mean,
them.
Just oh, ridiculous.
We're at a different table.
Yeah, right. Yeah, maybe. Hey, Mom, would you mind maybe not being here for draft night?
You're too hot.
Yeah, you look too good in your dress. Like, goodness. What a weird thing to say.
But then he says, well, I know it's a big day and you want all your family out. Well, Rich, if that's the case, shut your damn mouth.
D-Man's just give him a Richard. He's not even just Rich.
Yes, Richard. That's what you are, Richard. You're not Rich Gannon. You're Richard.
Richard Juan.
And that just proves
Don's
my
brother.
Point. Yeah, Don's brother, Richard Gannon. It just proves my point that I feel like Will Levis has gotten so much unnecessary hate, has gotten so much unnecessary criticism. And it really came to, you know, in full force for me on Saturday afternoon after the game and yesterday, just reading some Titans fans' reactions to Will Levis's day, that I thought he had a fine day. I thought there were some really good plays that Will Levis made, but nope. He's a bust.
An unbelievable tradition that we all have, we're all guilty of it, is overreacting to the first preseason game. Anyway, so you throw that tradition on top of all this other stuff, and you have what we have.
Yeah.
Don Juan.
Don Juan with, you know, hot sister's mom and girlfriend.
Yeah.
Let's get to your phones on this. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Cameron texts in, says, this Homer radio is so annoying. WHMR, to take a page out of Robbie and Rexford's playbook. WHMR, Homer radio. Levis sucked at Kentucky and looked exactly the same in the preseason game. You're all acting like he's out there playing like Mahomes and a bunch of hillbillies are just pouting. I never said hillbilly. You
yeah.
Did. It has nothing to do with the fact that he played at Kentucky. The anger comes from the fact that he played like crap at Kentucky and we drafted him. Let's talk about this because this past season at Kentucky.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't very good. 19 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. He got sacked no fewer than 275 times. Mm-hmm. It's dramatic. But let's talk about that. Because Levis's first season at Kentucky, he had Liam Cohen as his offensive coordinator, an NFL offensive coordinator who left in Levis's second year. So he's running a different offense under a different offensive coordinator in 2022 than in 2021. In 2022, I think Kentucky had the worst offensive line in college football. They gave up 5 sacks to Northern Illinois. I can't name a single player that has either played for Northern Illinois or came out from Northern Illinois but gave up 5 sacks. And I know I can't put
Darryl
that all
Hill.
In the offensive line.
D. Hill.
All right. Well, then
he
I
played with the
corrected.
Tigers when I was here. That's the only reason
I stand
I know.
Corrected.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was a bad line. He was throwing to 2 true freshman receivers, and his running back, Chris Rodriguez, who was a big part of the offense in 2021, was suspended for the first part of the season. So, I mean, I don't want to make excuses for Will Levis, but I don't think that those are excuses. I think it's more so an explanation as to why he took a step back year 2 from year 1.
Well, despite all of this, he was consensus first-round pick that slipped to the second round. It's not like the Titans jumped up early in the first round and did something that nobody was thinking anybody would do. Mm-hmm. It was the opposite. He fell, and he was sitting there in the second round. So everybody had the same information. It's not like the Titans had some different alternate storyline that the rest of the league didn't. Mm-hmm. So I like the fact that he is a second-round pick and he's competing with Malik Willis and he's going to earn it. I think that's that could be the best thing that's ever happened to him pathway-wise, rather than be in this group that's being picked apart right now in the headlines. I haven't seen one of Will Levis's passes on any of the TV stations nationally. Mm-hmm. It's all Stroud. It's Richardson.
Young.
And he would be in that group
had he been
picked in the first round.
Yeah. The texter must not listen to the show a lot, because why in the hell would he call us homers? I don't think any one of us are homers when it comes to the Tennessee Titans. We tell it how we see it, you know, and each one of us at times have different views.
Right.
But we never make excuse for the Tennessee Titans. When they're doing bad, we say they're doing bad. When they're doing good, we say they're doing good. That's not homer radio, last I checked. That's just calling it how it is. Now, in regards to, listen, he didn't play well his first year, meaning his last year at Kentucky.
Right.
Everybody understands that. The scouts that scouted him and still said he was a first-round prospect even recognized that, hey, listen, he didn't play well that last year. But because they have the ability to look further in depth than our texter, they still believed that he was a first-round talent. You take the 2 years together, combine them, what are you from what we've seen on tape? You are a first-round talent. You didn't get drafted in the first round, but you're a first-round talent.
Because he was a Don Juan.
Exactly, because he has, you know, three hot people in his corner. You know, his mom, his sister, and his girlfriend. But with that being said, give the kid an opportunity to prove himself. Walk in, allow him to do the things necessary for your team. Now, Texter, if you're not a Tennessee Titan fan, then okay, you can have that view. But if you are a Titan fan and you want the best for this Titan team, give the young man an opportunity to learn this league. How many times did you go to your what happened when you went to your job the first day? I would love that. I love for the texter to ask that. What happened to you on your first job? Did you have it all figured out? Did you go just 100% I didn't do anything wrong the first day. Like, everything just flowed so well that first day that you just knew that this was the job for me. No, it doesn't work that way. Everybody, when they're stepping in there that first time, they're going to have their hiccups. You just hope they learn from it and move on. We haven't seen enough of Will Levis to say that he's a bust. We haven't seen enough of Will Levis to say anything other than, hey, listen, he's a rookie quarterback learning the system. He did some things good. He did some things bad that he needed to improve on. That's the same thing as Malik Willis last year. Mm-hmm. He didn't play great. This year, he started off pretty good. But there still are things that he needs to get better at. Allow Willis the same sort of leeway. Allow him to learn. Get himself adapted to this league before you just all of a sudden, oh, he's a bust. Look at what he did in Kentucky.
We're very early in this novel, right? This is going to be the discussion next year, mm-hmm. presumably, if they move on from Tannehill. Can you imagine, you know, we're watching this right now after one preseason game, but fast forward a year, there is going to be presumably a pretty interesting development path for both of these guys. Mm-hmm. What do they decide to do? Another layer, this has nothing to do with Rich Gannon and the Don Juan, but from the Tennessee angle, what we haven't mentioned, there's a texture. Hendon Hooker will never start an NFL game, and Will Levis will. That's all I know. But I think there's a little bit of that from Tennessee fans, too. They watched Hendon Hooker light it up. The Titans could have mm-hmm. chosen Hendon Hooker, even in the second round, but they chose Levis. And I think there's some Tennessee fans who are like, well, I watched Hooker a lot. You know, I think Hooker's better. That's natural, right, for you to mm-hmm. watch your own guy. You watched him a lot more than you watched Levis, and you wonder why nobody took Hooker.
It could be a totally different story had Tennessee not had their best quarterback since Peyton Manning mm-hmm. in this same draft class and available for the Titans to draft. Mm-hmm. But let's not forget, I mean, Hendon Hooker comes with his fair share of questions as well. Mm-hmm. no quarterback is going to come in and be a sure thing. I mean, heck, Bryce Young went first overall. He's got his fair share of questions. Mm-hmm. CJ Stroud went second overall. He's got his fair share of questions. So Hendon Hooker doesn't come without questions. And you can pledge your allegiance to the Big Orange all day long. You can have your skepticisms or questions about any of these quarterbacks, but for crying out loud, quit calling the kid a bust.
He hasn't played enough football. Y'all are using this word bust too loosely, okay? He has played altogether probably a quarter of football, altogether, maybe a quarter and a half with his six opportunities, a quarter and a half of football, and you're already deeming him a bust? Like, seriously? You know who did the best, though, of all these quarterbacks?
Who?
My man Stetson Bennett. My man, what did I tell y'all? My man Stetson Bennett. Yes. I am a huge Stetson Bennett fan.
And I don't hear the Georgia fans crying about exactly. Will Levis.
They could have had Stetson.
They could have had Stetson Bennett. Oh.
I mean, 10 years from now, we may be looking back on this quarterback draft class that was absolutely stacked. Mm-hmm. And Stetson Bennett is the one that emerges as the best. Another texter says, out of the top four quarterbacks drafted this year, three of them threw interceptions yesterday. The only one who didn't was Bryce Young, and even he only completed 4 out of 6 passes for a total of 21 yards. I think it's a bit too early to say that Love is a bust.
Or any of them.
Exactly.
Right?
You can't say that quite yet.
Why did those guys play so little? Wouldn't you have those guys playing at least a half?
Well, you want to
get them out there. They need
but
to play.
If you're not going to play your first unit with them,
I guess. You know, but still, then you don't want to get them killed.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I would keep the first unit out there a little bit more in some of these cases. I was really surprised. Two series? One of them played only two series.
Yeah. Well, that's your prized possession. You don't want them out there too long.
But you got to play. You got to get better.
Yeah. No, I feel you on it. But I don't want them to get hurt. If I'm a GM, I'm taking them out too.
The Chiefs put Mahomes out there. All the people who are saying, oh, you can't put your starters in there. Some still do. Some still put the starters out there a little bit, series or two.
And what if Patrick Mahomes gets hurt?
Right.
The Chiefs are screwed.
Right.
Screwed.
Yeah. The world would end.
Sam says that your first day on the job analogy is weak. He says because his interview process was bad. We knew watching him in college that he would be bad. So we're mad that this guy got hired in the first place.
How was his interview process bad? We didn't see the interview process.
I think he means like his play in college, making that an analogy to his interview process.
Well, he had a really good year the year before. Mm-hmm. Then he had a not so good year. Again, just like if I'm in school, I may have a really good junior year in the classroom, and I may my senior year, because it's senior year, it may not be as good. But it doesn't mean that I'm not qualified to do my job. When I come in for the interview and we go through the interview process, you hire me, I still have to learn what you want me to do. Mm-hmm. And I may mess up the first few times. Are you going to hold that against me as an employee? No, because you're expecting me to mess up a few times. But what you're expecting too is to not get the same mess ups over and over again. That's all this is. His junior year was really, really good. He should have came out his junior year. He'd have been drafted a lot higher. He might have been the only quarterback that won the first round. Well, two quarterbacks that won the first round, because Pittsburgh drafted
Kenny Pickett
in the first round. So he might have been the second guy drafted in the first round. Hell, he might have got drafted before Kenny Pickett. So he has a really good junior year. Senior year wasn't as good. But those that are in power still evaluate him. Most of them evaluate him as a first-round guy.
But this is also part of the issue. When you are a college football fan and you're an amateur scout and you watch a guy a lot.
Not even an amateur scout, Willie. You're not a scout at all.
Not at all. But we watch football. We love football.
Yeah.
In the SEC, you probably watched a good bit of Kentucky games, and you're influenced by that. Contrast that with, say, Ben Roethlisberger, who played at Miami of Ohio. Most people probably never heard of him until the very end.
Ben Roethlisberger, his games were not on as good.
Right, but his games weren't on TV very much. You didn't watch him play very much, so you didn't watch his ups, his downs. Steve McNair, another one. He became sort of a phenomenon his very, very last year, but his games were on TV for years, right? We didn't have his big thing. Like, I remember as a kid, the Giants drafted Phil Sims in the first round. I was like, Phil Sims? Who in the heck is Phil Sims? Morehead State? Where's Morehead State? What state is that in? I had no idea. But it doesn't mean that you can't be a good quarterback. We used to compare Jay Cutler, Vince Young, and Matt Leinart. Two of them playing for stacked teams, some of the greatest college football teams ever.
Two of them played in maybe the best college football game of all time.
Yes, and then you're comparing him in Nashville to Jay Cutler, who we watched play a lot for some very struggling Vanderbilt teams that he was elevating. But it was a little bit like Levis in that he's trying to elevate an inferior supporting cast. Mm-hmm. And who was the best pro quarterback among the three? It wasn't even close.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Jay Cutler was way better. Not that he lit the world on fire, but he lasted a lot longer than the other two and was much more effective as a quarterback.
So, two mystery quarterbacks. One threw for 2,500 yards, 17 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, had a quarterback rating of 131. The second threw for 2,400 yards, 19 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, had a quarterback rating of 151.9. One of those quarterbacks went fourth overall, and one of those quarterbacks is Will Levis. So, can't take Anthony Richardson didn't have a good year at Florida. He didn't. But he had, and I'm not saying that Will Levis is Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson has an incredibly high ceiling and is incredibly physical and has traits of an elite quarterback. I know. But just using the he had a bad year in college last year kind of excuse, I think is lazy. Let's get back into your thoughts on this coming up next, though. 615-737-1025. TD will join us in 15 minutes. Caroline Willie D. Mace is brought to you by Zen Sports. Start earning cash rewards on your bets today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet. Caroline Willie D. Mace. Hey, join 1025 The Game and 106.3 The Game this Sunday for MTSU Athletics Fan Day. Fans can come out to see the football, volleyball, and track and field teams as the fall season is just weeks away. You can get autographs, enjoy live music, along with inflatables, face painting, and balloon artists for the kids. The fun will be at Floyd Stadium from 3 to 5 this Sunday. You won't want to miss out. So my point at the beginning of the hour was I think that Will Levis just gets unfair criticism. And I don't think that you need to be Will Levis's number one fan. I'm not saying that you can't have questions or skepticisms about what Will Levis can eventually be for this team in the National Football League. But I've seen so many people throw out the B word for Will Levis, bust. And that's not fair after one preseason game. It is not fair. After about a half of an evaluation from Will Levis, you can't call him a bust just because you had some issue with Will Levis going into the season or on draft night. But let's get back into your thoughts on this. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. TD will join us in 5 minutes. But one texter texts in an interesting question and says, I have no problem with Will Levis, but will anything short of winning a Super Bowl change the anti-Will Levis people's minds?
I don't know.
It's pretty lofty expectations.
Yeah, that is like, whew. Man, I hope he does win a Super Bowl. I mean, I hope the organization wins one soon here, whether it's Will Levis at the helm or any other quarterback, Malik Willis, I don't care, as long as they win one. But I don't know. Maybe it changes people's perspective. Maybe they just need to see him, you know, in a regular season game. As the number one quarterback in order for them to, you know, sort of change their thoughts on Will Levis. Because even right now, I think to some people, he's not cemented as a quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. He's not their number one quarterback. Or in some people's mind, he's not the quarterback of the future. So, you know, I guess until he gets in at quarterback as the guy, I don't think some people's perception of him will change because it has no reason to change other than you're only going to make people's perception change. The only reason you change it is if you're out there and you're playing. And if you're doing well, then their perception will change. But as long as you're not playing, not the number one guy, they're going to continue to go back to, you know, what he did in college and all the rest of this stuff.
I mean, like, Joe Burrow's never won a Super Bowl. Josh Allen hasn't won a Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson hasn't won a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts hasn't won a Super Bowl. Justin Herbert hasn't won a Super Bowl. But I think that all of their respective fan bases really love their quarterbacks and believe in their quarterbacks. So I don't want to say that that's what it's going to have to take for Will Levis to prove himself as a starting quarterback in the National Football League.
He just has to play winning football if, when he does.
If people don't believe in him, then they're not going to believe in him. And that's fine. I think the only people that he has to change their minds are the people that are calling the shots. That he can prove to them that he's going to be a starting quarterback in this league. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't know if he can be.
The other part of this, he's not going to be handed the job. Mm-hmm. Like, he is going to have to win this job. And that should say something. Because there are quarterbacks that end up, I guess, for lack of a better term, sort of being, people turn on you. Let's take Wilson from the Jets last year. Pretty much handed the job and flunked, right? And so now he is battling this failure thing. I don't know if he's ever going to get another chance. I mean, he's still on the roster. Maybe someday he'll get another crack at it down the road. But when you crash and burn after you're handed the job as a high first-round pick, that's hard to overcome. Mm-hmm. Levis, once we get over this initial thing, he's going to have to prove himself just to get on the field and play because Malik Willis, to his credit, is getting better and pushing him. Tannehill's still the quarterback, so there's a long way to go before we ever see Will Levis on the field. And that might be a good thing for Will Levis because over time, the fans will gravitate towards somebody who earns the job, and hopefully when he earns the job, he would do it well.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. TD will join us coming up next. We'll get his thoughts on the preseason games. We'll head to Teron Davenport coming up next. Caroline Willie DeMays, 1025-1063 The Game.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.